Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 16, 2022. And also let the record reflect that we have a quorum present today. Our Senators Stevens, Von Imhoff, Keel, Michicki, and myself, Rivak, and Senator Bishop and Kawasaki are conducting other business and may join us here shortly. Please silence your cell phones. Thank you to our committee staff today as committee aide Inti Mayo Harbison, LIO moderator Kelsey Riker, and Juliana Singh from Records. Thank you all as always. On today's agenda, we have one item, SB 204, hunting permit and tag authorizations. Hunting permit, tag auctions, and raffles. This is the second time this bill is before the committee, and I suppose we'll jump right into it. We'll bring SB 204 before the committee. Previously, there was discussion about the importance of maintaining the governor's tag, the title, governor's tag. And we have worked with the committee to reflect that in a CS that we'll bring before us for discussion. And that being said, I would entertain a motion. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Resources Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 204 Resources, version 32-LS1391/W is a working document.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I'll object for the purposes of discussion. And Ms. Torkelson, if you could please put yourself on the record and discuss the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Emma Torkelson, staff to Senator Rivak. The committee substitute before you makes three changes. So on page 3, lines 3 through 5, it changes the inscription of the license back to governor's license, as was discussed in the committee last time, but adds language that designates the commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game to as the issuing authority of the permit. So that allows the permit to retain the more prestigious title, but then gives a little bit more flexibility to issue those things quickly through the Department of Fish and Game. Second change it makes is page 4, beginning line 3, removes section 4, subsection H, which was in version I. As recent changes, so the Board of Game repealed the regulations that this subsection exempted permit holders from, so we're removing the language from our bill to reflect the fact that those regulations no longer exist. Finally, page 4, line 4, replaces the January 1st 2023 effective date with an immediate effective date, so that if this bill passes, organizations will be able to conduct raffles this coming fall. And that is all of the changes. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Torkelson. Is there any other discussion, questions? Okay, I'll remove my objection, and we've adopted the CS, seeing no further objection. To Senate Bill number 204, version W, as our working document. So, Ms. Torkelson, would you please speak to the current version of the bill then and walk us back through it, maybe some abbreviated run through?
Yeah, sure. One moment, Mr. Chair. So, again, for the record, Emma Torkelson, staff to Senator Rivak. Essentially, this bill allows the department to maintain sufficient funds that are critical to both the department and organizations to support conservation and wildlife protection measures. It will allow the department to leverage Pittman-Robertson funds that will become available this year, up to $18 million, $18 million of new Pittman-Robertson funds that will need to be leveraged. So this will allow the department to bring in more revenue through the auction and permit license program. And allow departments to raise more money for their wildlife conservation and wildlife protection programs throughout the state. And I think the changes in the committee substitute help the bill significantly and will allow these organizations to start more quickly if the bill passes, and then also retain the more special sounding permit license while allowing the department to get those licenses issued quickly once the individual has won their permit.
Thank you, Ms. Torkelson. Are there any questions, comments? Yes, Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I think I missed the meeting when we talked about this the first time, but So do I understand that if you receive a permit, the department decides whether it's going to be Edelin, Afognak, or Raspberry Island Herds? If you receive the permit, you can't make that choice. The choice is made by the department.
We actually have online Eddie Grasser, the director of the Division of Wildlife Conservation, the Department of Fish and Game. Mr. Grasser, if you could put yourself on the record and address Senator Stevens' question, please, sir.
For the record, my name is Eddie Grasser, Director of Wildlife Conservation for the Department of Fish and Game. Through the chair, Senator Stevens. Actually, there's an application form for groups to fill out to apply for these tags for auction of raffle. And it gives them a chance to list their first, second, third, fourth, and fifth choice of a species. And you can only pick one species, though. So if a club or organization picked a Afognak elk, they wouldn't be able to pick elk anyplace else, and that would be the only elk permit they could apply for.
Does that answer your question, Senator Stevens, or you want to take another poke at
it? I guess it might. So where does Edelin? Where is Edelin? I don't know where that is. What is the Edelin herd?
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Senator Stevens. The Edelin Island herd is in southeast Alaska, just north of Ketchikan.
Okay, so as I understand it, Mr. Chairman, you apply on the form, this application form, and you could say Afognak. And if you get that hunting permit, if you win that competition or that raffle, then your elk could come from Afognak. So the department does not really select which herd, if I understand that correctly.
Through the chair, Senator Stephen, that is correct. The department only facilitates the chances each organization puts in and draws them out. If one of the organizations was granted an elk permit on Edelin Island, they would get that permit.
Okay, thank you.
Emma Torgelson, staff to Senator Reback. Through the chair, Senator Stevens, just to clarify too, if a herd is not large enough or can't sustain a permit being issued, just to clarify for the committee, then the department doesn't have to make those permits available. So an organization can choose what they would prefer, and then the department still has the discretion to decide whether or not they give out that permit. That question came up last committee, so I wanted to make it extra clear for the whole committee.
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if you made an application and checked the form for a Afognak, and you won that auction or raffle, and the department could still decide that there would be no permits for a Afognak, would you then automatically get another location, or how does that work?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I think they wouldn't have donated the permit in the first place. Eddie Grasser can comment on it further, but I think he said they have an option, their first through fifth choice. And so the department can can donate the permit in the first place if they're willing to have one available. If it's not available, they wouldn't have issued it in the first place.
So it wouldn't be on that form.
Right.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Grasser, you have anything to add?
Mr. Chairman, I think Emma did a good job.
Does that answer your question,
yes,
Senator Stevens?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions? Discussion, Senator Machicki.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure who wants to take this, but did we give up three bison permits between the two versions? So there was four in the first version, up to four, for the Emperor Geese, all sheep bison, etc. This version seems to change to two harvest permits for bison. I'm sorry. You can answer that on the record. I didn't catch the first section, but what is the total permits now allowable for bison, and what was in the last version?
Through Emma Torgelson, staff to Senator Reback, through the chair, Senator Machicki, we didn't change the number of permits available for bison between version I and version W. Section 1, there's one harvest permit available for bison. That's through the partnership program, where the department will donate the, the permit and the organization gets to keep 100%. And then in section two, there can be up to four issued for the bison. And that stays the same as version I.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Torkelson. Other questions? Going once. Okay. Thank you again, Ms. Torkelson. Seeing no more discussion, if there's no objection, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the CS for Senate Bill number 204, Resources, version 32-LS1391/W, be moved from committee with the attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Are there any objections? All right, seeing no objections, the CS for Senate Bill number 204, version W, moves from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. In wrap-up, committee members, please stick around to sign the paperwork after the meeting. Thank you very much for your attention today. Thank you, Mr. Grasser, Ms. Torkelson, well done. And LIO support staff, as always, our next regularly scheduled meeting will be this coming Friday, March 18th, where we will review HB 79 Saltwater Sport Fishing Operators Guides and SB 180 Passenger Vessel Environmental Compliance and SJR 23 supporting naming mountain after the late Gail Phillips. This committee is now adjourned at 3:42 p.m.